Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How are they different than the old ones, Phil?
Well, it's the number of candidates you can vote for. You know, San Francisco is known for fighting over who they vote for, but just as vocally, they fight about how they're going to vote. And unlike most cities in California, San Francisco, along with Oakland and Berkeley, have a thing called ranked choice voting. In most other places, you vote, and then if two people wind up in what's called a runoff about a month later, the top two vote-getters are the Democrat and Republican face off against each other. In San Francisco, they try to do it all in one shot, so they develop a thing called ranked choice voting. And the idea is that you would rank all the candidates, and then they do this computer rundown, and your first choice, second choice, third choice, fifth choice, sixth choice, as they get knocked out, your choices get transferred. Now, it hasn't really worked all the way, because under the old machines, you could only do three choices. This will give you up to 10 choices, and everybody's jumping up and down saying, finally, we're going to have a ranked choice voting system that really works. The only hitch is you get 10 choices, but there's a good chance there'll be 11 or 12 candidates.
You know, I will never understand the ranked choice voting procedure, Phil. I find it so confusing.
Don't feel lonely, guys. Don't feel lonely.
So is this consumer friendly? Is it really going to...
I'm same with you. You know, they say, okay, we're ranked choice voting. We're going to have this whole thing where, you know, if you don't get enough votes in the first round, then your second, third, and fourth, and fifth choices, they get shifted over to different people, and we keep going until somebody gets over 51%. But here's my thing. I mean, it's tough enough saying, okay, out of a slew of candidates to pick one, two, and three, but I'm going to ask you, okay, Patty, what's your ninth favorite flavor of ice cream?
I just want the top flavor, Phil.
Exactly.
Pralines.
You can't go that far. So I have a feeling that, you know, it's going to go down to the usual and then drop off. But we're going to pay a lot of money to expand it to 10. One thing these counting machines do that is interesting is, you know, we've always had questions about the count when it's over and hanging chads and whether it's accurate. This machine, whether it's going to be actually photograph each and every ballot as it comes in. And there'll be a photographic record of every ballot so that you can call them up. And since ballot, and every page of the ballot. So there's going to be up to like a million photographs of different sides of the ballots when this is all said and done. Is it going to make the ultimate choice any different? I don't know. But that's San Francisco. How we vote, who we vote, and how we vote, that's what we debate about.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.